Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide current educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children, and by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education. Here are your hosts, Paul Tooley and Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome to Education Currents. You know, a few weeks ago, we were talking about the role imagination played in learning and in salvation. And I'm so happy because today's discussion is really going to be about just that, how our imagination plays such an important role in the development of understanding salvation. I mean, I don't know of anybody in my day who's seen God. I don't know anybody who's seen an angel, but I've heard stories passed on, and maybe, you know, people have had certainly miracles happen in their lives. But how do you really know that there is a God? How do you know that you are part of this cosmic experience? Well, our imaginations play such a vital role, and God has given them to us just for that purpose. And to help us with this discussion is Simon Swart from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment.
Yes.
And we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk about home entertainment, and in particular, a new release that's coming hot off the press. It's from one of my favorites, and that is Narnia. And this is The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Now, tell us a little bit about why you would choose the Narnia series to begin with.
Well, actually, Walden Media has a very strong and long-lasting partnership with 20th Century Fox. And it's kind of interesting and ironic that the last time I was here at NRB, I gave a keynote address, and I wasn't paying attention to the overall scheduling, and I was horrified to realize that I was competing directly at the same time slot as the Disney's presentation of Prince Caspian. And they brought movie stars and talent, and then there was just little old me talking about Christians in the media business. And I was always kind of, boy, I wish we had Narnia. That would be so cool. That would be amazing. And then, you know, for some reason, Disney passed on, you know, on continuing with Walden and the Narnia line. And they came to Fox as their partner and said, you know, would you guys be interested in picking this up? And certainly from my point of view, it was absolutely yes. And I'm happy that the studio saw it.
Is this the first then in the series that Fox is doing?
Yes, the first two were done with Disney.
Okay, that's my confusion.
And so we're very excited about
this
one.
You know, the layperson out there, we don't really pay attention as to who did what.
Yeah.
You know, we're just anxious for the entertainment value.
It's really about the story and the individual property, I think, that most people will relate to.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about the theme of this particular Narnia series.
Well, I think Voyage of the Dawn Treader will be a perfect Easter title. We have this streaming 2 weeks before Easter, and really it is about because of the themes. I think one of my favorite characters in this installment is the cousin Edmund, who's a new character, and you know he comes into this story as being a doubter. And he's all about facts and empirical evidence, and he makes fun of the other two, Lucy and now I'm drawing a blank. Lucy and Peter. He makes fun of his two cousins for always talking about Narnia and believing in Narnia, and it's this make believe world, and they're too old for fairy tales, and you know you really need to be paying attention to facts and figures.
Now, will they still be entering into from? I think in one, they're going through the closet, or are they entering from like an everyday experience into this world?
Yes, they're they enter in through a painting.
And through a painting, that's ingenious.
It's just a great mechanism for getting them back into the world of Narnia. They're in a disagreement with Edmund, and as I say, Edmund, they're in one of the bedrooms, and Edmund is telling them that they're ridiculous to believe in Narnia and just all this nonsense and so on. And sure enough, as they're there, this painting on the wall, which is a painting of a ship on the ocean, starts leaking into the bedroom.
Oh, wow. Now, who's doing all the special effects?
I don't know who did all the special effects on this one. It was Michael Apted as the director, and he used his team to work on most of the visual effects. I think we have in one of the commentaries on the disc, Michael will actually talk about the special effects, because it's the first time he'd worked with such an incredible special effects team. Because when you're working with water and the image of water, mm-hmm. There's a brilliant scene towards the end of the movie where they go to Aslan's, the land of Aslan, and there's this incredible wave. You know, I'm an avid surfer, so I'm watching this incredible wave, and it's not breaking. It's just constantly, it's in constant motion, and it's just the waters are held back. It's just beautiful imagery. I think what really separates this installment of the Narnia series is it's really light and bright. It's back to the first movie where you see these just beautiful images. As they're going into Aslan's land, they're rowing through a sea of lilies.
We have to take a break right now. We're talking with Simon Swart, the Executive Vice President and General Manager of 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, and he's taking us into that inspirational world of Narnia. Stay with us.
Long ago, when all of the sea was fresh water, two giants went out to fish. They thought they'd caught a huge fish. When they pulled it up, it turned out to be a curious grinding machine that would grind out anything they asked for. Soon they begin to quarrel and rock about in the boat as to whose machine it should be. One of the giants screamed, "Grind salt!" And the grinder began to grind salt, and he grabbed a fistful and threw it in the eyes of the other giant. This made the other giant fall backwards, knocking the boat over, and the machine went to the bottom of the sea and continued grinding out salt, for there was no one to stop it. That's why we have salty seas today. Hi, I'm Paul Tooley, and I'd like to share an education moment with you. Just like that grinding machine, progressive thought is destroying American education today. It doesn't have anyone to tell it to stop, so it keeps grinding out cure after cure because, after all, that's its purpose. So it continues to try to fix things, whether they are broken or not.
This education moment has been brought to you by EducationCurrents.com. That's EducationCurrents.com.
Welcome back to Education Currents. We're talking with Simon Swart, who is the Executive Vice President and General Manager of 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment. And we'll just pick up right where we left off. Now, Aslan, if I remember, is represented by a lion.
Yeah.
And so he's still represented by a lion.
He's still represented by a lion.
So there's some continuity from the previous movies, even though this is done by a different...
Yeah, just in the secret Christian code as well, Aslan's one of the constants. constants over time. Aslan doesn't change. The
now,
kids
have,
get older.
Have you seen the movie from beginning to end?
Yeah.
I've
watched it with my 10-year-old son. We've seen it about two or three times now. And I actually brought home a screener last week, and he's watched that about four or five times now.
Now, on a personal level, do you have a certain, your own moral compass where you only allow certain things to be developed for home entertainment?
No, as a Christian working for a major studio, we work as hard on every movie. Every film the studio puts out is the best movie ever. We're charged with monetizing every asset in the studio's library. So it is kind of fun to get to work on a movie like Narnia, where it's just what I think separates Narnia from so many other movies is just there's universal values in there. You know, the themes in this movie are every character in this installment is tempted at one time or another.
Now, what would you say to your critics that believe these types of movies expose children to this fantasy that could lead them to a more, you know, into spiritualism?
Well, I think there are enough influences out there that you have to, I think you have to educate your children about, you know, as spiritual aspects and morality. I think it starts at home, and I think anytime you go, you get that criticism anytime you go into a really imaginative and creative world. So where you're taking people into a world of imagination and showing them really cool and amazing things, I just think it's really important to have an ongoing dialogue.
You know, I agree with you. I think that if our imagination, I think our imaginations too long have been left untapped. Mm-hmm. But we can't really even experience salvation without our imaginations.
Well, I think that's why I really love the Edmund character.
Yeah.
Because he comes into this thing exactly that way. And by the time the movie's over, he's completely converted and he's crossed over to the other side. And he has this wonderful scene after he's been descaled by Aslan where he says, I couldn't have done it by myself. I needed
Amen.
Other people to help me.
Amen.
And it was about unleashing his imagination to see the possibility in things that might – he actually says, to believe in things that are unseen. And I think the real driver of creativity is obviously the imagination. And I think, yes, it can be a little scary in the directions it takes you. And, I mean, I think Christians and entertainment, it's going to be amazing to see the kind of work that we will be presented with in the future. And a lot of that is letting them get out and push the boundaries.
Now, who's the – or what is the protagonist?
What is the protagonist?
Is it the ice queen or
it's not the ice queen. The protagonist is really temptation.
Is it unseen?
It's an evil unseen force.
Okay,
that's represented, but it's really our darkest desires. So I think the last test in the book is where whatever your greatest fear is what you're going to face.
I like that because I keep saying that fear is a counterfeit of faith.
Yeah.
So that fits right in with a very sound theological belief that fear is a counterfeit of faith, and we either can feed that fear or we can feed
yeah.
the faith.
Because I think in some ways fear is basically evidence of unbelief.
Yes.
And it's not a criticism, it's just a reality.
Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time in anxiety and fear also, and I constantly have to remind myself contextually if there's a bigger picture. And again, going back to Narnia, you actually see this in the story. So as an adult watching this movie, it really is about resetting the context of your perception
yes.
a little bit. And it's exactly that. It's you have to have faith to ride through the fear and anxiety. I mean, I can't think of another time where there's been as much fear and anxiety in the culture and in the world, certainly with the economic situation, certainly with a lot of the instability, and you look at the amazing change going through the Middle East right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think as an adult I was watching this movie going, all right, my job is to be the best me that I can be. Because
mm-hmm.
That's another message that's really reinforced throughout the film. And I think that's timeless, too.
God has given each one of us a unique gift. And it might be a small task for some and a larger for others. But if we follow our own path and don't worry about what someone else is doing.
In this installment, Lucy faces that where she really wants to be someone else.
Fantastic.
And she has to learn that.
And see, I haven't seen the movie. So.
Yeah, so she has to learn. She has to learn that being someone else is not what she's called to be. And there's a wonderful character who comes in for comic relief as Reaper Cheap, who's sort of a rat. The problem is, he doesn't behave like a rat.
Mm-hmm.
He's the smallest creature on the screen, and he's got the biggest heart. And he just shows incredible courage. And I say nobody's explained to him that he's a rat, you know. So he's a very adventurous, noble, heroic character in this installment too. And I love that because out of all the characters facing their fears and so on, it's the Reaper Chief character who's kind of the comic relief, but he's also the one who's unflinching in his duty.
Well, we have to take a break, but we'll be right back. We're talking about that wonderful, inspirational world of Narnia. Don't go away.
Imagine yourself being tucked away for a crocodile snack. Or how about facing an injured panther? Read these and 20 more exciting true stories in the book Guide's Greatest Animal Stories. Kids will love these true stories that take them from the jungles of Asia to the backyards of America and point them to the Creator and His love. To order Guide's Greatest Animal Stories, call 1-800-765-6955. That's 1-800-765-6955. A teacher's guide is also available.
Coffee, when are we gonna get through this jungle?
Don't. No.
Coffee, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, Coffee, let me see. Let me see.
Herbie the Hippo, and I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at myhomeschoolcompanion.com. That's all one word, myhomeschoolcompanion.com.
Welcome back to Education Currents. We're talking with Simon Swart of the 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment. We were just discussing how God uses humor to soften our journey through this life. You know, as you're talking, I've done many shows and many interviews, and you've kind of encapsulated my belief that, you know, God's given us humor to help us in this journey of life.
Yep.
If we don't have some comic relief and just relax, you know, it's pretty stressful. Oh.
I believe very strongly that God does have a very keen sense of humor, and I think he laughs a lot. It always bothers me when Christians are presented as being sort of very dour and serious, where they remind me a little bit more of Edmund in the movie than the characters who wake up every morning going, great, you know, how can I make today a masterpiece, and laugh. I mean, we've all had those days where things go so badly wrong, you know, through choices we've made or just through things happening, and you're just like, oh my gosh, this is overwhelming. Where I've literally had those moments where it's like, you know, this is the crossroad. I can get really upset about this, or I can just laugh because it's laughable how bad this day is going, and it's like, I don't know what's coming next, and you have to be able to laugh about it.
Yeah.
And I do think, you know, like I say, I'd like to see Christians laughing much more often. I think there's a lot of things to laugh at in ourselves, especially.
Yes.
As God, well as be afraid of.
God definitely has a sense of humor because he didn't create any of us the same.
Well, you know, it's funny. So I studied accounting in business, and I studied accounting in South Africa. And here I am working in the entertainment industry. And people say, well, how did you manage that transition? And I say, I really don't have too much of an idea. I think, you know, it's just kind of it's really odd.
Yes.
But it's been a lot of fun, and I really love it. It's been enjoyable.
Well, we're coming to the end of our interview. And just remind us again when this is going to be released and where we can see it and how we can get it.
We're releasing on April 8th. We're 2 weeks before Easter, and again, you know, one of the key themes in this movie is redemption, and it's how Aslan redeems Edmund and indeed all of us. And I can't think of a more perfect time, more perfect release date for this title. You can buy it on Blu-ray and DVD. I highly recommend the Blu-ray. only because it just looks stunning in high definition.
Yeah, the water, I bet, is just
and,
fantastic.
When you buy the Blu-ray, you'll get the DVD with it, and you'll also get a digital copy, so if you have a tablet, an iPad, or a computer, you can move it over. And I think that's just in terms of product configuration. The reason why we've done that is because we want to give people more access to the content and the material. And then I think on the Blu-ray as well, we have a complete feature set that allows you to visit each of the islands they visit during
neat.
This voyage. And you can go a little bit deeper into all the characters mm-hmm. and all the temptations they face in each of these environments, where you have to move through it for the pacing of the story. And you get a real sense of the making of. You also get a sense of what each of those temptations was about. And you
yes,
know,
and the meaning and the understanding.
Yeah, they give you a whole deconstruction of the Dawn Treader and how it was constructed and the significance of each piece and each part. And it's very cool. It's one of the things that you can do in the home entertainment window that you can't really do in the theatrical window, because you, the consumer, get to control where you go for the things that you're really interested in.
Well, on that note, let's listen to a little bit of the Dawn Treader.
Are you sure you're 18?
Why, do I look older?
Edmund, you're supposed to be helping me with the groceries.
Better luck next time, eh, Squirt?
Squirt? I'm a king.
Not in this world.
Listen, have you seen the ship before?
It's very Narnian looking, isn't it?
What's going on here?
Edmund, the painting. Edmund! Aslan.
Welcome. You have come far, but your journey lies beyond.
Rikishi!
Your Majesties. So if there are no wars to fight, then why are we here?
You are all about to be tested.
Edmund, I can make you my king, and much more.
Beautiful.
Got an extraordinary destiny. Something greater than you could have imagined.
From C.S. Lewis's epic masterpiece,
The Fate of Narnia Depends on You.
This Christmas.
This place just gets weirder and weirder.
You have returned for a reason. Your adventure begins now. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Directed by Michael Apted, this December in digital 3D.
Well, Simon Swart of 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, thank you so much for being with us. And I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a pleasure.